The Meaning of It All. Thoughts of a Citizen Scientist by Richard P. Feynman. Disc 2. 3. The Unscientific Age. I was happy when I got the invitation to give the John Dans lectures, to hear that there would be 3 lectures, as I had thought about these ideas at great length, and wanted an opportunity not to express myself in only 1 lecture, but to develop the ideas slowly and carefully in 3 lectures. I found out that I developed them slowly and carefully, completely, in 2. I have completely run out of organized ideas, but I have a large number of uncomfortable feelings about the world, which I haven't been able to put into some obvious, logical, and sensible form. So since I already contracted to give 3 lectures, the only thing I can do is to give this potpourri of uncomfortable feelings without having them very well organized. Perhaps someday, when I find a real deep reason behind them all, I will be able to give them in 1 sensible lecture instead of this thing. Also, in case you are beginning to believe that some of the things I said before are true, because I am a scientist and according to the brochure that you get, I won some awards and so forth, instead of your looking at the ideas themselves and judging them directly, in other words, you see, you have some feeling toward authority, I will get rid of that tonight. I dedicate this lecture to showing what ridiculous conclusions and rare statements such a man as myself can make. I wish, therefore, to destroy any image of authority that has previously been generated. You see, a Saturday night is a night for entertainment, and that is, I think I have got the right spirit now, and we can go on. It is always a good to entitle a lecture in a way that nobody can believe. It is either peculiar, or it is just the opposite of what you would expect, and that is the reason, of course, for calling it This Unscientific Age. Of course, if you mean by scientific the applications of technology, there is no doubt that this is a scientific age. There is no doubt at all that today we have all kinds of scientific applications which are causing us all kinds of trouble, as well as giving us all kinds of advantages. And so in that sense, it certainly is a scientific age. If you mean by a scientific age an age in which science is developing rapidly and advancing fully as fast as it can, then this is definitely a scientific age. The speed at which science has been developing for the last 200 years has been ever increasing, and we reach a culmination of speed now. We are, in particular, in the biological sciences, on the threshold of the most remarkable discoveries. What they are going to be, I am unable to tell you. Naturally, that is the excitement of it, and the excitement that comes from turning one stone over after another and finding underneath new discoveries has been going on now perpetually for several hundred years, and it is an ever-rising crescendo. This is, in that sense, definitely a scientific age. It has been called a heroic age by a scientist, of course. Nobody else knows about it. Sometime when history looks back at this age, they will see that it was a most dramatic and remarkable age, the transformation from not knowing much about the world to knowing a great deal more than was known before. But if you mean that this is an age of science, in the sense that in art, in literature, and in people's attitudes and understandings and so forth, science plays a large part, I don't think it is a scientific age at all.